ready? You're going straight. You are high.
A half dozen kids from age 2 to 16 are bustling around the Cheshire, Massachusetts home of Missy and Dave Targic, their adoptive parents. The younger ones are outside on a swing set in view of the Berkshire Mountains.
Your feet? Your feet are all dirty.
The older ones are getting ready for a soccer game at the high school.
But can I have like $5? Because it's $3 to get in the game.
And all of them eventually sit down at the family's long wooden table.
Come on, let's go wash your hands, okay?
Where Missy is serving cheeseburger casserole.
How about milk? Yes, no?
This certainly seems like a happy home, and Missy says it is. But it's also true that every one of these children has been through wrenching trauma in their young lives. They've all been removed from their biological parents and put into foster care, which is how the Targics first met them. By then, they'd endured a lot.
Significant neglect, substance exposure, significant physical abuse.
One of the Targics' children didn't know a single word at 4 years old. Another used to sleep for 22 hours a day. Another was born in withdrawal from the opioids his mother abused.
And then we had to continue to wean him with medications at home to prevent seizures and other things.
In addition to being a foster mother, Missy Targic is a social worker. Her own mother was in foster care as a child, and Missy grew up with foster siblings. But just because she's well-versed in childhood stress, that doesn't mean her children are spared its effects.
We have to expect that kids are going to fall apart all over the place.
And when challenging behaviors come out at school or at friends' homes or even grocery stores, Targic wishes people would refrain from judging her or her kids and keep in mind what they've been through. She's not the only one.
Everybody has a story. I have a story myself.
Chris Haley runs the Berkshire office of the State Department of Mental Health. It was her idea to launch a campaign to make the entire county trauma-informed. That term grew in part out of a seminal 1998 report called the Adverse Childhood Experience, or ACE, study. It linked poor health in adulthood to the number of adverse experiences you had as a child. From that study, many people called for a new way of understanding people who'd been through trauma.
It's a mindset of thinking, instead of like, what's wrong with that person, it's thinking what's happened to that person.
Haley learned about this from Tarpon Springs, Florida, one of the first cities in the country to officially go trauma-informed. The goal is to involve everyone, from police to schools to government to nonprofits.
My dream is that, you know, we have signs that say, "Welcome to Berkshire County. You are entering a trauma-informed county."
There's no reason to think Berkshire County has more trauma than anywhere else, but most places have more trauma than you might realize. A recent study in the Journal of the American Medical Association found that one-third of children reported at least one traumatic event in their life, from sexual abuse to gun violence to divorce. Almost a quarter experienced more than one.
And trauma, it doesn't have to be some giant catastrophe. I mean, it can be, you know, being picked on at school. It could be having an illness.
At this point, I'd like to separate being trauma-informed from actually treating the effects of trauma. Whether Berkshire County has enough mental health resources is a fair question. People complain there aren't enough psychiatrists in this mostly rural region. Earlier this year, the Breen Center, a mental health clinic, closed the county's only child psychiatric unit. But this campaign focuses on how the whole community can be more sensitive to its troubled residents, even in a bucolic setting like the Berkshires. Now that I found you, I won't let you go. Many visitors to the Berkshires only see its tonied perks, like Tanglewood, the famous outdoor concert venue, or Jacob's Pillow, the dance mecca, or the picturesque hills and vacation homes. But many residents tell a different story.
Not everybody here in Berkshire County has exposure or access to those riches that we have here.
Karen Vogel is head of the Berkshire United Way, which is helping lead the trauma-informed campaign. Vogel says the region has taken some hard economic hits, starting in the late 80s as two major plants shut down, Sprague Electric in North Adams and General Electric in Pittsfield.
Those were the jobs you could get out of high school, and get a living wage.
That economic devastation has left a trail of unemployment and underemployment. Vogel says poverty rates have jumped 20% in 10 years.
And we know this poverty is causing trauma. We have a high opioid use here. We're seeing grandparents raising kids.
And the distance between towns can lead to social isolation and difficulty getting to mental health services. According to state data, Berkshire County has among the highest rates of suicide in Massachusetts. With those factors in mind, Vogel, Haley, and others launched the Trauma-Informed Berkshires campaign in 2016. Their first step was to invite trauma experts to a packed public gathering at the Colonial Theater in Pittsfield. One expert, Joan Gillespie, who works for a federal health agency, continues to consult for several communities.
What happens to that child who hears gunshots outside of their room at night? What happens to that child who hears domestic violence in the household?
From there, she urges local institutions, from prisons to welfare offices, to rethink how they deal with the public.
How would we change social services, which oftentimes you go in and you go through the metal detector and you're met with oftentimes not the most welcoming receptionist? What could we do differently from that first point of contact?
We'll do trauma-informed over here. So if you're on that group, I have paperwork for that.
At least one group in Berkshire County has been meeting to follow up on the expert advice. It's made up of nonprofits and educators, social workers and arts leaders who brainstorm on how to be sensitive to trauma.
So it's simply as having books in our waiting room when parents are having visits with their kids.
Being sensitive to holidays, that oftentimes that is when you'll see children starting to act out.
It's important that we get some church groups to be more involved.
Eat some of that cheeseburger pie and I'll get you some more carrots.
One might think Missy Targic, the social worker and foster mom, would be grateful for the trauma-informed campaign. And she is, to an extent.
It's a great initiative, but I've been around to see initiatives come and go. And, you know, sometimes there's a lot of talk and then it dies down a little bit.
Targic says her household is about as trauma-informed as you can get. Her adult biological children have gotten into social work, child advocacy, and criminal justice.
We didn't do it by campaign, obviously. We just did it by changing our mindset and opening up our eyes to what's going on.
The question remains how to make sure the mindset spreads across the community. Coming up on the series, we'll look at some of the challenges and highlight individuals working to address trauma in their own circles. For New England Public Radio, I'm Karen Brown.